19-year-old seaman Ethan Tucker was charged Wednesday with the murder of Ethan Kelch, another 19-year-old seaman who was also stationed on the Coast Guard cutter Douglas Monroe. When the Kodiak-based vessel stopped in Unalaska in January for repairs, Kelch went missing while off duty. The Virginia man was later found unresponsive in waters near the port and pronounced dead at the clinic.
I wouldn't want to speculate on the motivation or cause of this incident because there is an ongoing investigation that continues.
That's Nicolino Cangemi of Coast Guard Public Affairs. He says Tucker, who's from Michigan, has been confined to a military prison in San Diego and charged with 7 violations of the Uniform Code of Military Justice,
including 2 specifications for murder, 1 specification for involuntary manslaughter, 2 specifications for aggravated assault, 1 for maiming, another for obstructing justice, making false official statement, and a specification for failure to obey a general lawful order.
According to charging documents, investigators say Tucker struck Kelch in the head and strangled him before placing and leaving him in the water. They also say Tucker misled rescuers who were searching for Kelch, made a false statement to investigators, and consumed alcohol while underage. If found guilty at a court-martial trial, Tucker faces
dishonorable discharge, confinement for life, and a total forfeiture of pay and allowances. But it's also important to note that Seaman Tucker is innocent until proven guilty and that these charges merely represent allegations.
Those allegations come after 7 months of inquiry by the Coast Guard Investigative Service with help from Unalaska and state authorities. Cangemi declined to comment on Tucker's prior military record and whether it includes any misconduct, citing the confidentiality of personnel records. Tucker's first hearing is now scheduled in California for Friday. In Unalaska, I'm Laura Craigle.